Hello, this is Christina Resso. Thanks for tuning in. I just want to bring to you folks' attention about the wokeness of Now, before I go into this story, they're doing the same thing with airline pilots, okay? Want to go into this woke crap. United Airlines is doing this, not knowing the fact that you're risking people's lives because the number one thing about being a pilot, okay? And I know I'm not qualified because I'm a left eye. I got the weak eye. 20/50, okay? It has nothing to do with race. I just can't do it. And I wanted to be in the military for a long time, but I was disqualified due to my poor eyesight, okay? So, you have NASA trying to be one of these woke people that wants to include everybody. Think about this for a second. Really, you think, I mean, honestly, I can only think of white and Asian men that would take this seriously. If other minority men are, wants to do this, that's fine. But I seriously have to look at the document. But it just is what it is. Okay. Now, I have a couple of quotes based on what I saw, on Daily Wire. All right. So, current data limitations restricted NASA ability to fully measure its progress, quote, towards meeting broader diversity, equality, and all this other stuff. One of the agencies reported this said. And then there's another quote that said, I can't even re I won't even read that. That, people that are non-white don't mention race. Okay, that's fine. I don't either. I mean, if I'm qualified for the job, I'm qualified for a job. But why would you? I mean, it's one of the most dangerous jobs in the country, in addition to police officers. Firefighters, and pilots. You're gonna ascend over 30,000 feet. You honestly believe that why would I feel comfortable with flying with someone under affirmative action? I may be wrong about this, and I don't care. Candace Owens herself, when she had this interview with some pro-Black Lives Matter dude, Noose or whatever his name is, and she said specifically, I want to make sure this guy knows what he's doing if he's Black and make sure he lands his plane safely. It has nothing to do with race. I mean, I'm the same way when it comes to doctors and things like that. There's always a specific group of people that does the job well. Now, if you unsubscribe me due to the fact I'm telling the truth, that's fine. There are things that I would never challenge another woman. And not even a man, that I wouldn't even challenge a man on certain things. I was bullied in school because I made good grades. So what does that tell you as well? But due to the fact I would love to have worked for NASA, like there was a movie about this, Taraji Henson. Kevin Costner was also in this, and then there was an also good-looking fella that was also, portrayed and said she was smart. And Catherine, that was her name. Catherine Johnson story, okay? If there were more Black Americans like her, I wouldn't have any problem. But I'm suspect that NASA is choosing to become woke with all this nonsense going on. Just saying. Okay? Let's see. I'll read this last quote and I'm close. According to Johnson, HR, Katherine Johnson, as I mentioned, 32% of astronaut applicants in 2021 chose not to disclose their race or national origin, but they did say that they had used applicants, excuse me, self-identified applicants' data to moderate the diversity pool. See, I have a problem with that. What about this diversity? See, I have a problem with that. Katherine Johnson earned her way. The Tuskegee Airmen earned their way. We're going to talk about people of color, okay? But you don't just let somebody in, and especially other people's livelihood. You can't just let people in. You can't do that. You shouldn't do that. How about that? That's the motto I'm going to use. You shouldn't do that. I know I'm going to get a lot of beef from this video, and that's okay. But NASA being out of space, sending people to the moon or wherever, Mars, whatever, wherever, excuse me. And people are risking their lives to go there. Even all the white men that we've had, God bless them, that went out there, and women too, white men and women, sorry, that went out there and risked their lives. Now you want to be woke and do this diversity thing when the average Black American or Black person in general don't even consider themselves American. They want to be Black first. Because, as I've said before, and I showed you the Constitution, most Black Americans don't even consider themselves Americans at all. Don't even consider the Constitution even included Black people, even though I've shown or I've demonstrated three of the amendments that included Black people. Mind you, race was not was is never mentioned in the Constitution, but I knew it referred to Black people, yet a lot of Black Americans don't think they were included in 1776. So that's why I'm wearing this t-shirt. And hey, when you comment, please be respectful. If you're not only will I block you, I'll dismiss you in my on my channel. But we cannot lie about these things. I discovered the hard way how to love this country. Okay? And this country has done a lot to please Black Americans more than we realize. But that's all I have on my heart. Thanks for listening. This is Christina of Red Soul. Don't forget to subscribe, and until you hear my upcoming videos, We blacks, we Americans, I'm sorry, I don't want to segregate. We Americans must stick together that loves the Lord Jesus and wants to do what's right. Don't forget to su subscribe. It's Christina, a red soul. Pray for our nation severely and our brothers and sisters that are suffering under the name of the Lord Jesus. Talk to you super soon.